I'm always aware that on Bridging Sunday, there will be a service full of many people, but I write my sermon for you guys, those of you who are bridging. They can listen if they want. Bridging is a ritual and a rite of passage that symbolizes the move from childhood to young adulthood. I'm guessing that for as long as people have gathered in communities of one type or another, they've been marking these kinds of rituals. So any community that marks occasions such like this, this is going to be a special moment. Bridgers, we'd like to note that these moments because we'd like to note these moments because your lives are about to change. You've reached a time in your life where soon you will go to college or go out in the world to work, and we adults hope that in addition to your immediate goals, that you will either help blaze new trails that will support a world that finds its way to peace, kindness, sustainability, and love, or at least help fix the trails that we've tried and don't seem to work. The hope is that coming from being in the love and nurturing embrace of this community of Unitarian Universalists, that you have a foundation that will help you when times come for decisions that you'll need to make and actions you'll need to take. And you'll have to face many decisions and need to take many actions as you go about your lives. This bridge doesn't lead to nowhere. It leads to more choices. And those choices will determine who you are and what your life will be. We all make choices all the time, and sometimes they're good and sometimes they're not so good. In fact, sometimes they're really bad choices. I tell you to ask me sometime about the time I decided to travel cross country with two guys in a van. I'm not going to talk about it now. But we make bad choices. I often feel that some of the bigger choices we make come from one of two places, the place of fear or a place of hope. And either choice requires us to be brave, sometimes an endless amount of bravery. This group is already very aware of having to make brave choices about living your lives in hope. You've made brave choices to overcome issues of health, of abilities, of societal pressures, of changing the way that your communities treat each other. You have already displayed brave decisions fueled by hope for a better world. We hope that we have helped to provide a foundation that will help you continue to make hope-filled choices from what you've learned here at UUFSD. We have not taught you which God to follow. We have not taught you that you are sinful. We have not taught you that you need to believe a certain way or you will not achieve eternal life. We have not taught you that you are better or smarter than others. We've not taught you to go blindly into a complicated world. What we hope we have taught you is respect and kindness and compassion and love are hugely important. What we hope we have taught you is that your decisions are never really just about you, that they affect many others and they ripple out in ways that you may never see and may never fully know. We hope that what we've taught you, that this is a complicated world and it isn't someone else's job to do what they can to bring justice and joy to the world. It is all of our jobs, including you. What we hope we have taught you is mistakes will happen and they will teach you valuable lessons about life. And what we also hope we have taught you is that sometime life calls on us to step up and be brave. Be brave. Author Veronica Roth talks about what it means to be brave. And she says, there are so many ways for us to be brave in this world. Sometimes bravery involves laying down your life for something bigger than yourself or for someone else. And sometimes it involves giving up everything you have ever known or everyone you have ever loved for the sake of something greater. But sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's nothing more than gritting your teeth through the pain and the work of every day and taking a slow walk towards a better life. I couldn't have said it better if I tried, because frequently when we think of what it means to be brave, we think of grand gestures, the noble stands, moments of actions based on deep conviction. Yes, and there are also little moments laced with despair and with pain, where you take that extra breath and you rise to face a difficult day, or where you close your eyes and visualize the good that will come on the other side once you get there. These two are moments of bravery. We do need to be careful, because fear is a great motivator. And we can make many life decisions based on fear. We can make decisions based on fear of failure or fear of being alone. We can make decisions based on fear that things will never work out the way we want them to, because that fear can easily overwhelm hope. I have a colleague, a minister, in this region who recently said on her Facebook post, "The world is breaking my heart tonight. No place is safe. Shootings in schools, missing girls, people fleeing, anti-homeless spikes, hungry children, every sort of inhumanity one could imagine, and some that we could never have. Once upon a time, there was safety and happiness. Now I see pain and brokenness almost without exception. It's so hard to continue this work you've been called to, the work of love and hope, when the world breaks your heart. Yet I continue to look for and find hope in the world." And in fact, someone replied on that post and they said, "The good I see? Same-sex marriage is legal in 19 states and bans are being overturned. Interracial marriage is a non-issue. A black man has been elected president twice. A new generation has begun to wake up to the realities of global warming and started searching for solutions. Communities are working to find shelter and mental health counseling for the chronically homeless." Yes, there are but lots of examples of bad things, but our world, although it is steeped in cruelty, injustice, and stupidity sometimes, she said, "there's still laughter and beauty that exists. There is hope and there is love," she said. We are at an amazing time in the evolution of this world. If you listen to the media or let the loudest news be the main thing that influences your thoughts, this world can seem like a difficult and harsh place. But there are so many other sources of hope and inspiration, and you just need to look a little deeper sometimes. For instance, you Bridgers give me hope. You give me hope and inspiration, for you will be part of the world that has the possibility to see people more for who they are versus the stereotypes of who we think they are. You bring me hope because your world could be a world where we don't respond to difference or conflict with violence, whether it's between people or nations. You Bridges are a generation who have grown up not knowing some of the same prejudice that previous generations have known. Studies show that you feel differently than many older generations felt about things like marriage equality or race relations or what even constitutes a community. Many here grew up thinking that community was not too much farther than the kids on the block or the neighborhood. There was no Facebook. There was no internet. There was no texting, I know, can you believe it? No texting. Much like television. Oh, that is so metaphorical. The change of a butterfly, a caterpillar into a butterfly, metamorphosis. Much like a television changed the world from some of us here today, and the internet changed the world for others. Things like Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest and Snapchat. I'm not sure about Snapchat myself. Have changed the world for you. So although we humans seem to face similar issues from generation to generation, we also evolve some from generation to generation. And you are a generation facing significant challenges, but are poised to offer new and interesting solutions. You're a generation that has now grown up with a different perspective on community. You communicate different than us. You use everyday current technology seemingly as an appendage to your body. And just as generations before you faced significant challenges and had new technology, you have an opportunity to work together to help provide innovative solutions that may help and further transform the world, because what I most hope we have done here with your time is to connect your head and your heart, to use your reason, but not to ever forget a significant dose of soul. Another author, Shreve Stockton, says this about the head and heart. She says, between the head and heart is the voice. And our voice reflects our choices, the way we reconcile what we think and what we feel, what we know and what we desire. Our voice reaches the world through the manner in which we live. Sound is unnecessary. We show others who we are by the way we go through life and touch everyone we meet with who we are in that moment. It's now up to you to go through life. You will have many choices as you leave here today, graduate high school, and begin the next phase of your journey. And I hope that we have at least offered you something in support of finding your own voice. Now, just one more thing I'd like to say. And I tell this to bridging seniors every year, and I will not make it through without crying. I hope that you go forth to experience the world and for at least a while not be weighed down by all this heavy responsibility. However, when you're ready, I hope you will continue to care about this faith. We are not always perfect, but that is pretty much given because we are all human. And we've done what we could to provide you this bridge to fill you with hope and support you in being brave. And maybe this bridge can be a two-way street, for you are not only the future of Unitarian Universalism, you are now its present. And if you go away, I hope that you will look and find a loving community to help keep you centered and call you to your best selves. If you stay here, I hope you will expand our minds and help us commit to meet your needs where you are and provide you with programming and opportunities that are meaningful. So from this day forward, you will make decisions, you will take actions, and you will have many more bridges to cross. You will also struggle and make mistakes. You will have failures, you will have successes. We all do. But you will learn and you will grow and you will continue to build your ever-evolving wholeness. Please remember, through all of this struggle and learning and evolution and small and large acts of bravery, even when our connection to each other is distant and fragile, you are loved. You have been raised here. We have watched you. We have guided you, and you are cared for here. You have fed our hearts, raised our spirits, and taught us many lessons. You will always be a part of this community, always. Whether far or near, we will never stop calling each other to our best possible selves. Even in the hardest hours, we will try to keep spreading the transforming power of love. And in the darkest nights, in the moment of the depths of doubt, we will support each other, whether giving up everything we have ever known for the sake of something greater or bravely gritting our teeth through the pain and the struggle of every day. And we will be with you as you walk the slow walk of keeping and making this world a better place. May that be so.